Greetings, everyone. Jared Suits here with today's Bothered Bites. You remember when you were a kid and you had a stomach ache? Oh, it was the worst. You'd wake up and just feel that weird sort of queasiness in your gut. Drag yourself to the bathroom, and depending upon how queasy you were, you'd either allow it to come up one way or the other, or crawl to your mother and say, "Please, do I have to go to school? My stomach hurts." Your mom would look over at you, see that you're pale and a little sweaty, send you back to your room. Next thing you know, you're sleeping it off. You wake up. You have an opportunity to watch maybe some of your early afternoon cartoons you typically miss because you're on the bus for 4 to 5 hours each day. Or maybe you have a video game console and get to catch up on your favorite video game. That evening, your mom would say, "How you feeling?" You're doing a little bit better, but you would still say, "My stomach hurts a little bit." Well, she'd say, "Well, we'll see how you're doing in the morning." You wake up the next morning, you're actually feeling okay, but you remember the day before how you got to sleep in, play your video games, watch some TV, catch up on the latest episode of Doogie Howser in reruns, whatever it may be. And so you kind of go to the bathroom, throw some water on your face, pinch your cheeks a little bit, and go back to your mom and say, "My stomach hurts." Mom would look at you and say, "All right, go back to bed." You'd walk away with a little bit of a smile this time. And then you'd find yourself doing the same thing you did the day before. Your mom would walk through and see you playing more video games, and you'd say, "Oh, I'm okay. I'm just trying to get through it. Can I have some more Gatorade?" You'd drink your sugary cocktail and finish your game or do the activity you want to do, draw, do a puzzle, go back to bed, whatever you wanted to do. Third day, you'd wake up again. You'd feeling way better this time. Your mom would come in the room and says, I think you're okay. You can go to bed tonight, but you need to go to school today." And you would sit there and force that tear come out of your eye and say, "Oh, I really do hurt. I need one more day." And you'd beg for that one more day. And depending upon the type of mother you had, she would either let you go back to bed, you spend another day playing video games or drawing or whatever activity you wanted to do. Or if it was like my mom, she probably wouldn't even let you miss the first day anyway, but she would drag you up, tell you to go to school and be a man. I kind of feel like that's what's going on today. I comb through social media during this COVID-19 crisis, and I see all these people talking about how awesome it is to be at home, or, you know, we have to suck it up to protect the sick and the older population. And don't get me wrong, it's a very serious thing that's taking place, but I think for lots of folks it's a stomach ache. The first few days it was real, and now I think if you're honest with yourself, you might have really enjoyed working from home or sleeping in a lot more, or not feeling the pressure to go out to meetings and parties and gatherings. It's kind of nice. I see people put on the social media that, "Hey, you know what, everybody, we're in this together. Stay at home, stay away. Let's keep apart. Let's keep this going for as long as we need to." And I kind of think maybe on the back of their mind, they're sort of enjoying this. And that's okay. There's parts of me that's enjoying this. I enjoy being with my family more. I enjoy having time to work on my house more. I enjoy not having to meet people in public anymore. However, we have to understand there is a consequence. Just like when you were a kid and you faked that tummy ache, next day when you actually do go to school, guess what you have? Piles and piles and piles of homework. You missed a lot. So what are we missing? Well, I think if we're honest, we're missing life. We're made to be in community. We're missing church. We're missing going into work. We're missing water cooler chats. We're missing hanging out with our friends or going to parties or having parties or just celebrating life. Instead, most of us are inside, watching a lot of TV, sleeping a lot, piddling in our backyard. There's also a darker side. What about those people who are not in good homes? What about those kids who the only relief they ever had was going to school? Seeing a teacher that loved them and cared for them while their home life was a disaster and utter hell. There's lots of kids like that, and they're stuck in a place that's not so fun. What about women who are in abusive relationships stuck at home? In my city alone, the number of incidents reported for domestic violence has gone up in 1 month alone. What about those people who are losing their jobs left and right? Those people who live alone anyway and depend upon the church, depend upon social gatherings to block out isolation, to be part of a community. I think if we're all honest, we need to not really like this as much. Sure, we have to do it. Sure, it's part of what's happening in our society today, and we have to obey the laws of the land and trust our government officials will do what's right, which is harder and harder to do. But we don't need to like it, and we don't need to tell other people to like it. That's really bothersome. Yes, it is nice. It was nice as a kid to have a stomachache and play video games all day. But there was a consequence. You missed schoolwork. You missed your friends. You kind of became more withdrawn. So before you tell everyone to enjoy the best of this, tell everyone that, hey, it's okay to watch our church services on TV. Hey, it's okay that we can't see each other only through Zoom meetings and FaceTime chats. Let's not forget those people out there who are really suffering. Those people who are dealing with the other side of the consequences. Yes, we don't want people to get sick and go to the hospital, but there's many vulnerable populations. There's many people who depend upon the social gatherings of others to keep them going. I'm bothered by the fact that so many people seem to be enjoying this, that are okay with this. It's not okay. This is not something we should accept to the point that we like it. We accept because we have to, but we don't accept because we like it. Just like when you're a kid and you're sick, you accept the fact that you're really sick that day and you have to stay home. But you shouldn't like it. You should want to get up the next day feeling better and getting back out there in the world. So my encouragement for everyone today is kind of don't be okay with this. Be bothered by the fact that we're not allowed to get out. Accept it. It's what we have to do. But be bothered by it. Be upset by it. Why? Because soon, hopefully, they're going to start letting us out. And just like when you were a kid and you had that stomach ache, are you going to continue to say that you don't feel so good? It may not be a stomach ache, but are you going to continue to say you don't want to be around people, that you're afraid? Are you really afraid? Or are you just like to sleep in and play more video games? It's about living life and getting out and seeing others. Hopefully that will happen soon. Until then, be a little bit bothered. It's okay. I'm Jared Suits, and this has been Bothered Bites.